Okay, Parshas Re'eh opens up with the, Re'eh, Anochi Nosef Echayom, see that I give before you today, Bracha Klal, blessing and curses. So the famous question that everyone asks is, it should say Shema, because they're talking about blessings and curses. We're talking about which are words. So the... So the question is, why does it say Re'eh? It's not seeming not proper verb. You don't see blessings and curses. hear about them. So the answer lays just a few psukim later, that v'nasata tabrocha har grizim v'haklol al har evil, that the blessings and curses that are being spoken about are going to be put on har grizim and har evil, and that's the ceremony that Am Yisrael went through when they subsequently went into Eretz Yisrael. So the
pushed the wrong button. Sorry about that. Oh man, that was bad. This is bad. I have to learn how to use this stupid thing. Ugh. Go live.
Okay, I apologize for that. The previous video dropped. I will start again. I apologize. I'm new at this, and I pushed the wrong button. But let's start again. In very short, the bracha, the parsha opens up. Re'eh nosef lechem hayom. See, I give before you today. It should say Shema. Right, listen, because talking about blessings and curses, those are words. All right, but the answer lays in what the pasuk says, that v'rasata de bracha har grizim v'esaklo har eval, right, that you put the blessing on har grizim and the curse on har eval. Now, so that's, what does that mean? Right, that ceremony, that the blessing is on this mountain and the blessing and the curses are on the other mountain. So it's something to do with the theme that is recurrent in this week's parsha, which follows also a theme that was recurrent in last week's parsha. The parshas of Ekev and Re'eh talk about Eretz Yisrael. And now this parsha in particular reiterates the chiyuv to bring the build the Beis HaMikdash, and the chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel three times a year. And it's mentioned, over and over and over again. Right, the Indian of Eretz Yisrael, right, where we find an interesting phenomenon that Eretz Yisrael expands and contracts. We're one place where it happened all the time from amongst the Asar Nisim, the 10 miracles that were perpetually in the temple, is Omdim Tzfufim Umishtachavim Revachim. They were packed in, by the Yom Tovim like sardines, right? But when they bowed, it was spacious, as if more space opened up. And that was for the people, for the people, and they, like I said, when they bowed, they experienced more space. And we'll get back to that in a second. Why was it Dafka when they bowed? But there was also something else, that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, back in the first temple period when we had a Oron, they had the Ark, with the Kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I'm sorry, there's been a pause in the video. It's a real problem in the... with the Wi-Fi that we're having here as we're trying to broadcast.
All
Okay, we're back online. Please forgive me for the pause. So, getting back to the last thing that we mentioned, right, the Inyan of Eretz Yisrael, right, that is discussed repeatedly in this week's parasha, where the chiyuv to build the Beis HaMikdash is reiterated, and the chiyuv of Aliyah LeRegel three times a year. The Inyan of Eretz Yisrael that it expands and contracts. Right? So, as we mentioned, when Am Yisrael was in the Beis Kodesh, was in the Beis HaMikdash, Om Ditzufim Mishtachim Ravachim, right? They used to stand packed like sardines, but they would, when they bowed, right, it was spacious. Mishtachim Ravachim. And that was for the people. For the people, this phenomenon came and went. Right, but in the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, that we had Bizman Bayis Rishon, we had the Oron. The Oron and the Kruvim. So the Gemara says, Dorozem Mesoros Biyadenu Miyad Avosenu Ha'oroin Eino Min Hamida. Right, it seemed like the Oron itself didn't take up space, otherwise there's no way to fit the Oron with the Kruvim inside of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, so which means there was a spatial distortion that the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim was bigger on the inside than on the outside, because figuring from the measurements, there was no way that the Oron with the Kruvim could actually fit in the Beis HaMikdash, unless you say that the Oron, which held the Luchas and the Sefer Torah, just didn't take up space. Right, it's not just on the Temple Mount, but there was also this the Gemara in Gittin tells us there's this place called Tur Malka, which had an astronomical number of people living there, right? And that's part of the terrible tragedy that city was killed out over a story that happened with two chickens, as the Gemara in Gittin relates. Everyone, we read these learn these Gemaras every year at Tisha B'Av time, because part of the narrative on what happened during the era of the Churban HaBayis. So they had like an astronomical number of people living there, and one of the Amoraim visited there and said it wouldn't even hold 600,000 reeds tightly packed together. And the Gemara says, well, Eretz Yisrael is that way. It's called Eretz HaTzvi, right? The land of the deer, because the deer, there's an interesting phenomenon that if you would skin it and then try to repatch the skin around the body, you wouldn't be able to do it. Right? There's that Ein Oro Machzikas Besoro. The skin is not big enough to fit around all the flesh, and yet somehow it does. Right? And that's why when a deer is dead, there's no way you could skin it. You want to reconstruct the deer, you won't be able to. You won't be able to fit the skin around its body. So also, Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Shoshvele, when Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, it's like miraculously a lot bigger than it is on the map. And it could fit astronomically amount of, a tremendous amount of people. So where do those extra dimensions come from? There's like those extra space. Right? So the pshat is like this, right? That the in Eretz Yisrael, the land which in Parshas Ekev is called Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo, the land where the eyes of Hashem are there. Right, that means like this. What does it mean the eyes of Hashem are there? Hashem sees everything. It means that in Eretz Yisrael you see reality from God's perspective. So now a lot of things that the Torah preaches, a lot of the truths of the Torah, God forbid, a person could deny. A person could, God forbid, be in denial of it, because they're ideas. All right, so ideas, that's what you claim. That's how you explain it. Maybe it could be explained otherwise. Ideas are invisible. In Eretz Yisrael, the realm of ideas actually becomes manifest. And that's where the extra space comes from. All the truths of the Torah actually are revealed in Eretz Yisrael. You see the world from God's perspective, and that's the extra space that Eretz Yisrael has over Chutz Loretz. Right? Eretz Yisrael, right, has this extra space to it, right? Because everything that in Chutzlarts is just ideas, right? In Eretz Yisrael, those things are manifest, right? And it's the truths of the Torah that actually take up space in Eretz Yisrael. It's not just words, but actually takes up space. So now you can understand why Ha'aron, which is the Torah, Eino Min Amida, right? It was its own space, right? The Aron, the Ark, that has the Luchas, and it has the Sefer Torah on it. It's its own space. Torah makes its own space manifest. So it was there with the Torah perpetually. Am Yisrael, when they bow, when they're dafka the state of Hishtachavoya, they submit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When with your submission, your Hachna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you extra space, right? Because of your submission to Him. So He grants you space, right? The truths about Him that you believe in and that you're subjugating yourself to become manifest. When you're standing tall, you're standing crowded, right? Because you're in your own space. Three-dimensional space is limited. When you bow and you're subjugating yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now you're in His space. And now there's plenty of space. You're in a space of the truths of the Torah. And that's also the power that Am Yisrael has and grants Eretz Yisrael, because as Rav Isaac Cover explains, Am Yisrael themselves as a nation are a manifestation of Torah. How so? The Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh is in the people. So that's what it means. Bizman Sheyoshvel Oleha. At the time when the dwellers of Eretz Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, it is, and it's called the land is alive, like when the deer is alive. A fantastic amount of flesh and muscles fits within the confines of its skin when it's alive, not when it's dead. When Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, the land is alive, and you have this phenomenon that even though on the globe it measures only such and such, but there's more space inside of it than could be seen from the outside, right? And that's because of the koach of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is in the people, and that's why Bizman Sheyoshvel Oleha. So that space that opened up for Tor Malko was the space granted by the power of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is in the people. Right? The base space in the base of Mikdash was mikoch the Torah Shebichsav, which is the Luchas and the Sefer Torah. Right? Am Yisrael got more space when they bowed, and that was mikoch their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what I saw in a sefer called Ora Chochma. Now that Chutzlartz is miloshen chutz miloshen chetzi. Chutzlartz, outside of Yisrael, is only half the land. Chutz miloshen chetzi. It means outside, but also means only half. Because the three dimensions that the eye can see is only half of reality. Now there's all the extra dimensions that the eye can't see, but are accessed by the truths of the Torah, right? But the problem is that the Torah may seem just like, diburim, just dumb words. In Eretz Yisrael, it becomes manifest. So even bracha and klala, right, which is dumb words, I bless you, I curse you. In Eretz Yisrael, it actually becomes manifest, and there's like the mountain where the blessing sticks up and is visible, the mountain where the curse sticks up and is visible. Eretz Yisrael, the Inyan of Eretz Yisrael is that the Amitas HaTorah, all the truths of the Torah, they become manifest. You see the world by God's perspective. That's why it's called Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo. As opposed to Chutz La'aretz, as opposed to what's called Ein Ha'aretz, earthly perspective. Right? When Bilam sees the Jewish people, the guy who hired Bilam, when he sees the Jewish people, he freaks out. He says, Hine am yatsa mimitzrayim, v'hine kisa es ein ha'aretz. Right? There's the land of the nation that came out of Mitzrayim, and it's covering the eye of the earth. What does that mean, that piece of poetry? Kisa es ein ha'aretz. They're covering the eye of the earth. Right? So, so Rashi deals with it, and we have to understand what the inner depth of what Rashi saying says. They killed Sichon and Og. They killed our eyes. Right? But to go deeper, what Rashi means, not just them, they killed our leaders. But as I just said, they killed Sichon and Og. I mean, they covered the eye of the earth. There's something deeper about that, getting rid of Sichon and Og, because the lashon of Kisas Eina Aretz also turns up earlier, right, in Parshas Bo, by the Makkah of Arba, right? V'chisa es eina oretz, v'lo yuchal yorosis oretz. The Makkah of Arba is going to cover the eye of the earth, and you won't be able to see the earth. And that's when promising that the Makkah will come. And when the Makkah actually happens, it also says, v'hine kisoretz v'tech shacha oretz. Right? So it means that the fact you just stand can't see the ground is one thing, and there's also the kisas in arts, it's its other thing. So what eina arts means earthly perspective, as opposed to eine Hashem. Right? The reason why the Goyim hate Am Yisrael, you know, is we make them feel uncomfortable. What do we make uncomfortable for them? Is that we bring into the world a different world order. Right? And it wakes them up from their dreamland. It's Kisas Eretz. We cover their perspective, the earthly perspective, an Oretz Dikah perspective, a very earthy perspective, earthy as opposed to heavenly. Right? Am Yisrael with the Torah destroys that perspective that sees the world just as three dimensions, and the three dimensions all there is, and there's nothing beyond. And all the things that the Torah speaks, that's stam ideas. And physical reality is the only reality. Ideas, you know, might all just be fantasy. Right? So that's eina oretz, the eye that only sees the three earthly dimensions. Am Yisrael's kisas eina oretz. Am Yisrael, what they cover over that perspective and bring eina Hashem, a heavenly perspective to the world. Seeing the world by the light of the Torah. And that's the special zgula of Eretz Yisrael. Because in Chutz La'aretz, you know, God forbid, we're in a state where it's our word against their word. In Eretz Yisrael, the emes of the Torah is physically manifest. Just like in the Beis Mikdash, Liros is Pnei Adon, the Shekhinah, you could see the Shekhinah there. You could see the Shem Shemayim that's there. It's also, you know, all the truths of the Torah are there, manifest, and that's the secret of the extra space that there is in Eretz Yisrael. And that, with that, Rav Isaac Chover explains, Alma of the Arts, Ozma's Tarsi. The Pasuk says, why would the earth get lost? Literally means lost, you know, means destroyed. So it translates destroyed, but it literally means lost. Alma of the Arts, and Vayomer Hashem al Ozma's Tarsi, because they abandoned my Torah. Says Rav Isaac Chover. Now you can read that pasuk literally. Alma of the Arts. Seemingly Eretz Yisrael got lost. It's the land is smaller. It used to feel bigger. Alma of the Arts. That land got lost. Vayomer Hashem al Ozvam es Torasi. Right, because they abandoned the Torah. Right, the Torah is what gives Eretz Yisrael its extra space. So al Ozvam es Torasi of the Arts, because the secret of the extra space in the Beis Hamikdash when Am Yisrael bows. You know, in Tor Malka, right? It's all coming from the fact that, you know, we have the Torah. In Eretz Yisrael, the Torah gives extra space. In Chutz La'aretz, you know, the Torah doesn't have that effect on Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, it just remains in the realm of ideas. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, it's physically manifest. And that's the secret of the extra space. And that's Har Grizim and Har Evo. They even Bracha and Klola, you know, there are mountains that represent Bracha and Klola. And that's why, speaking in the context that it's in Eretz Yisrael, the Bracha and Klola is going to be on Har Grizim and Har Evo. That's why it says Re'eh, come see. It's not just words. In Eretz Yisrael, you will see that this is reality. Like I say, seeing is believing. In Eretz Yisrael, everything that the Torah preaches can be seen. Can be seen. Right, it's not just an issue of belief. And we've said many times, this is the secret, that the things that were written in Eretz Yisrael, the law, like the Zohar and the Yerushalmi, they say, Tochazi, come see. As opposed to the Talmud Bavli, written in Babel, says, Toshma, come here. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the truths of the Torah are visible. Visible. That's the secret of the extra space of Eretz Yisrael. All right. So now, you know, we have fallen into a state like that, that the world has lost its way. Right? We're literally, you know, sumim megashishim ba'afela, blind people groping in the darkness. Right? That at least once upon a time, mankind may have had faint memories of what it was like when there were prophets on earth that could see the Shekhinah, and report to us what they saw, or, you know, there's remnants in humanity from Am Yisrael that was in Eretz Yisrael and saw, right? Like a person who saw a room, you know, he could navigate in the darkness because he remembers what it looks like, and based on that, he calculates, my bed is probably 10 paces that way and then 5 paces that way, because he remembers what it looked like. Someone who once saw could very well describe what he saw. So even though now it's just words, but he's describing it so well, it's good, solid, reliable information that the person who listens can, based on that information, navigate. But, you know, over the length of the Golus, Rachmana Litzlan, right, we are so far away from the era of having been able to see that, you know, now it's just words. Right? It doesn't, you know, it's not words that are describing what was once seen anymore, because the impression left by when it was all visible has become so faint, and it's saying over what we heard, no one is saying over what he saw, because the era of when it was visible is so far in the past, Hashem Yirachem, because of the length of this long and bitter Golus. So what that has brought us to a situation of where mankind, you know, Am Yisrael even themselves, and by spill effect to a mankind, because we're supposed to be Orlamin, we're supposed to be their beacon, we're supposed to be their lighthouse, we're supposed to give them direction, and if by us it's become faint, that, you know, that we just say, this is what we were taught, you know, but there's no sense of that taught means that someone was testifying to what he saw. But Stam, he heard who heard, who heard, who heard, aid me p'aid, right, you know, with that, how the impact has been diluted, because it's so far behind us how this used to be visible truth, right? So if Am Yisrael lost their way, and we're, you know, Kal v'chomer, the Goyim, who are supposed to learn from us, you know, can't expect more from them. Can't expect them to be better than us. The recent tragic events, you know, we will get back to the parsha yet, right? But the recent tragic events, which I'm not talking about just what happened in Charlottesville, which is horrible, horrendous, right? But what has happened, you know, over the last few months, right? People having lost their way on the left and on the right. There's extremism on the right that was demonstrated this weekend. There was, you know, bloodshed. But there was also from the left the radical attacks against biblical values and violence. There was violence. Thank God no one was killed, but it could have easily happened. You know, a conservative lecturer has to fear for his life on a college campus. And many lectures just got canceled because they can't protect them. The preparedness for bloodshed is on both sides, and the radical, extremism, well, with no sense of balance, you know, is lacking on both sides. And that is another function of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Right? Another function of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Very interesting that Chazal consider Eretz Yisrael the center of the globe. Right? You know, the center of the globe. You know, and it's... the center is on the inside. Right? So, to Chazal, the world is basically two places. Eretz and Chutz Laretz. There's Eretz, so that's called land. Everything else is called outside of the land. Every place on Eretz is called Chutz Laretz. Outside. Everything, everywhere else is the outside. Heavy Omer Eretz Yisrael is the inside. It's the core. It's the core. And everywhere else is outside. And Eretz Yisrael is, in effect, the center that's surrounded by everything on the outer rim. Right? We find the Lashon Chumash even in this week's parsha. Oyvecha misaviv. The enemies that surround you. We are just surrounded. We're in the center, surrounded by enemies at this point in time. Right? At one point, it's going to change. We're not going to be surrounded by enemies, right? But, you know, be surrounded by supporters, right? And in the center will be our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kol chad marbetz bol zeh Hashem kivinu lo. So now the centrality of the position of Eretz Yisrael is also represents Am Yisrael that belongs in Eretz Yisrael is called Uma Yechida, right? The singular nation. Minchan Shabbos. Mikamcha Yisrael goy echad baretz, right? You know, the carbon on Shmini Atzeres, you know, Parachot, Ayachot, only one par, only one. Keneged Uma Yechida, the one nation. What? Why are we on? There's like all these nations, you know, all those in the UN, all those outside the UN.
Yeah, being single, what does that mean that you're single? There's millions of people. How can you possibly be single?
So, what does it mean? Am Yisrael is the one nation. Alright? I'll tell you what it means. There could be a million points on the plane. Right? There's room for infinite points on a plane, but only one center. Only one center. There are no two centers. Right? There's only one center. So the Am Yisrael being called the one nation, mean the one nation as a unique position. Because all the other nations are the same. All the other nations, right, are from the infinite points on the plane, and they're all the same. One is not different than the other. The center is different. There's only one center.
Not called the center.
What? Right, and that's Echad. Now you want to call it now what is the center in space? What is the center in space in time, in Zman, is called Reshit, the beginning. Right? Because time goes on and on and on, om infinitum. Right? You can have a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh. Right? Only one first. There can't be two firsts. There can't be two firsts. There's only one first. And that's why we find Am Yisrael is called Reishis, Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis, the first. Karish Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvasa. What the Reishis is in Zman, what the first is in time, is what the center is in space. Right? And they're both only one of them. Only one first. There can only be one first. And there can only be one center. And one is in Zman, the other one is in Mokom. Right? So Eretz Yisrael is in Mokom, the center. Right? Am Yisrael is called the Reishis, and that's what we're called Echad, like the center. Only one of it. One of a kind. One of a kind. Right? So now, the amazing thing about the center is that where is the center? Where's the center? It's not in normal, it's not, the center is not in three-dimensional space. The center is not in three-dimensional space. You know that's true. Because if you say it's, you know, it's in space, then I could cut it in half, cut it in quarters, cut it down, you know, to half, to half, to half, and half, and half.
Playing two-dimensional planes?
Yeah. No, the center does not exist in three-dimensional space. The center is an idea. The center is an idea. You know, any mathematician, any person who decided to tell you, the center is just an idea. It's not in space. It's everywhere, yet nowhere. It's everywhere and yet nowhere. Because the center touches, you know, it's the center of all the dimensions, everywhere, yet nowhere in particular. So what is it? It's an idea. An idea is everywhere.
In the middle of traffic. Are you really in the middle of traffic?
Yeah. Listen, the center is the center is everywhere yet nowhere. What's that like? An idea. An idea is everywhere yet nowhere. An idea is not within space, right? An idea, right? And yet it's everywhere. It could be anywhere. It's not contained within space. Everywhere yet nowhere. Am Yisrael, who has the Torah, right? Am Yisrael, as the Torah, is meant to import ideas to the world. Import ideas. Bring ideas to the world. Right? And that's Am Yisrael. So Am Yisrael is the center. In Eretz Yisrael, we explained, is where ideas become physically manifest. And that's the secret of the extra space of Eretz Yisrael. Because what you call an idea, over there it becomes manifest. That's why Eretz Yisrael has that extra space. Right? Through the center, you could import. Right? You could import from all the other dimensions. Right? And that's, you know, there's another thing that's like that, and that's the Shabbos. The idea of the seventh, the Maharal explains, as do the other Sforim, right, is that, you know, there's the three dimensions have six edges. Because length has up, down, width has right, left, and depth has in, out. Right? So what's the center? Is what's the seven? The center. And that's Shabbos. And that's why Shabbos gives a Tosefes Bracha V'Kedusha. Shabbos gives...
It is now a Teva.
Right. Well, the Shabbos is even of the Nekudas HaMerkaz, right? The center point. And that's why it's the Makor HaKedusha V'Abracha. You could bring in more from than what there is within the three dimensions. Bring in added blessing and sanctity. Because the seventh already is from the dimensions of thought. Which, you know, so you can import A from other dimensions because it touches all the dimensions, but in itself, you know, is something that's beyond the physical. And that's what it means. Matana Tova Yeshu Beis Ganazai V'Shabbos Shema. God says Shabbos is a big gift. It's in my treasure houses, hidden away. And I'm giving it to Am Yisrael. What do you mean? It's Saturday. It's Saturday. No, because Saturday is not Shabbos. Saturday is within time. Shabbos, the Kedusha, that appears on Saturday, but that Kedusha is from point center of reality. And the center is not within space. You know, and that's what it means that Shabbos is a gift. It's a gift because how can we access it? It's something spiritual. It's a concept. So how can we have it? Right? So that's what it means. It's a gift from God. Only God has to gift it to us. Right? And that's the function. That's what Am Yisrael brings to the world, and that's what Eretz Yisrael brings to the world, right? And this unique function of being, the nation that brings ideas to the world, the truth of the Torah to the world, right? You know, and the ideas are is the concept of the center. So that's why we find. That Am Yisrael has to be central, not just in the place that they live, in Eretz Yisrael, which Chazal consider the center of the globe. Eretz Yisrael is Oretz, everywhere else is Chutz Oretz. That's the only place that's in, everywhere else is out, like we explained. Am Yisrael is the Am that has Shabbos, so we live in that center. Am Yisrael has the Torah, which is the ideas that become manifest through Shabbos. Right? Kedusha, Shabbos, and Zman. Eretz Yisrael in Makom, based on Mikdash Befrat b'Makom. Right? So So Am Yisrael that has to, and all these things are just one. There's only one center, and that's why there's only one Torah. Connected to the singular truth. There's only, you know, in the as the Maharal points out, between two points, there's only one straight line that links them. You have crooked ways to get from point A to point B. Go like this, go like that, right? There's only one straight line between two points. Only one straight line. Right? Just like there's only one truth and infinite falsehoods. Right? It's Mamash Kenegadet. And that's why Am Yisrael is called Yisrael and Yeshurun Miloshen Yashar. Because there's only one straight line between two points. You can have infinite crooked lines. Only one straight line. That's another reason why Am Yisrael is called Yashar and we're the Uma Yechida by the same token. But that it has to do also with our Midas. Right? Right? The center is Kailo, the right and the left. Right? The center is neither on the right, neither on the left. It's beyond right and left. It's supposed to provide guidance to both the right and the left. To the Chesed and to the Din. Right, so that's why everyone knows the famous Shita Sarambam, in the Shmona Prakim and Hilchos Deis, that midas-wise, you should be the Shvil Azov, the golden path, which the Rambam says is what Rebbe says in the Mishnah. Ezu derech yishara shiyaber bottom. What's the straight path? Kol shi tiferes lo seh tiferes lo min adam. So says the Rambam, that Mishnah is alluding to my Shita, the middle path. That's called derech yishara, because there's only one scenario of a straight line, you know, between two points. There aren't two straight lines between two points. Only one. Only one. The others will be crooked. Right? So there's only one straight line. That's keneged the emtza. Only one middle. Only one center. And that's why the middle path is called the derech ha'emtzos, the middle path. Only one straight line. Only one middle. It probably bow. That's besod the midah of tiferes, kol shi tiferes lo seh, which is the central midah, kayadua, in the spheres. Right? Yeah, but Amisol in our midas have to be balanced, not to be on the right and not to be on the left. Right? Not to be on the right, not to be on the left, not too much chesed, not too much din. Right? Is because it's not like those fools say, right? The modernisha, right? You're supposed to be, you know, compromise. The Torah's teaching compromise. Nonsense. Not true. That's not the pshat. The pshat is like this, right? Down the middle path is where the seichel is. If you're on the right or on the left, you're being controlled by your character traits. You're an extremist, or you are leaning towards extremism. And in that case, the passions, whatever excites you, is controlling you, like whether it's the Klan, whether it's Antifa, the Klan on the right, political right, you know, and Antifa on the left, right? So, you know, at their rallies, they get violent, they get loud, because they're being controlled by their passions. The one who walks the tightrope in the middle and has his midas balance, he is in intellect land. He's in intellect land.
He's in hyperloop.
What? No, he's not like neutral, he's not like lukewarm.
No,
he is, since he is balanced, his intellect karein, because he's in the center, which is the center is the realm of the intellect. So the fool who wrote a book on the topic for the modern, right? So he says, okay, you know, yeah, you know, it's horrible. You know, we're centrist. We want to be down the center. Okay, there's not much passion in that, being lukewarm. You have to either be crazy about the right, crazy, you know, lunacy and excitement. And passion is an extreme, right? But you know. So he says, okay, we're moderates, but we could be passionately moderate, moron, right? The guy just didn't understand what the Rambam was talking about. He didn't understand the whole message. Message is that you know when you're in, when if we would live by our intellect, of course the intellect would drag the passions with it. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, you want to feel love and fear of God, think about the godless sabore. And immediately you'll love, and immediately you'll fear. You could have passion, but it'll be a rational passion, not a passion that makes you lose your mind. That's passion without intellect, makes you violent, makes you loud, violent, inconsiderate about to the people that think differently than you. Right? But if you are, if you live in the realm of the intellect can generate passions. But passions that will cause you, right, to be fully passionate and have emotional fulfillment, but without doing anything wrong and without getting carried away. You know what the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, in Chelakah of Perek Nun Daud, Moshe Rabbeinu, who reached this level of pure intellect, he could go from battle to helping an old lady cross the street or something like that. Without missing a beat. He wouldn't need cool down time for the mood shift. Because he's pure intellect. So he could go to battle and kill if necessary, if that's what God wants. Right? He could go to battle and without missing a beat, right? Go and be kind. And he doesn't have to cool down in the middle. And he could do the fighting with full energy and passion and do the kindness with a smile without any cool down time. Right? So with intellect, you do what's right all the time with feeling. Just the feeling is being the feeling, which is like a raging horse. It has a rider controlling it, and that's the intellect. The Torah was mitzvah us to go on the middle path to be balanced, so we should be perpetually in a state that we could be controlled by the intellect. And when we're controlled by the intellect, it's emotionally satisfying also. Just that fool thought it meant being lukewarm, which was kedai for him to say that Judaism is a compromised religion. Religion of compromise. Nonsense. The truth is the truth. The truth is wherever the Torah says it is. Right? We have to be in our midas down the center, to be in that, down the center, be in that place called center. Right? That place. Be under the shlita of the intellect. And when you're under the shlita of the intellect, because your midas are balanced, you will have a lot of emotion and a lot of passion when doing what the intellect dictates is correct. But it'll be a good type of passion that won't cause you to go violent, won't cause you to be inconsiderate, and will also enable you to switch from an opposite to an opposite, you know, like that, without needing cool down or heat up time. Right? That's the mission of Am Yisrael. Right, so now we're in a terrible situation, Hashem Yirachem, right? That as more than one person has said, you know, on the radio or in writing, you know, if he would have been in Charlottesville last Shabbos, he would have been beaten up both by the right and the left, right? You know, by the ones kibyocho on the right because he's Jewish. And one of the ones on the left because he's from a Yid or has conservative values. Right? They were both prepared for bloodshed. Both sides were prepared for bloodshed. Right? It's a fact. They were both came prepared to spill blood. It just happened to work out that the guy on the Russia, the wicked man on the right, was the first to spill blood. But it could have easily been the other way. Right? You know, and Am Yisrael right now is, you know, Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. You know, that the center point, you know, it's a place to live with the intellect. But it also means being in the center means you're surrounded. Right? And Am Yisrael has always been surrounded. Kol oivecha misaviv. Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by enemies. And it's going to be that way, right? Until Mashiach finally comes. That the good is surrounded from evil on all sides. And this is something which I always say, and it has to be said again. The Yetzirah does not have principles. The Yetzirah is not, you know, the evil inclination is not a man of principle. Right? He doesn't care. He's not aligned with one side. Right? He doesn't have any type of ideological purity. He goes with whatever goes. Now, the biggest example was Charlottesville. Right? You have radical liberals, you know, being, you know, losing their mind on the one side. Radical, you know, neo-Nazis on the other side, and it's the Zelber Yetzirah heating up these guys on the right, heating up these guys on the left. He doesn't have principles. He's not, you know, he doesn't have to choose a side. He plays all the sides. Same Yetzirah controlling and manipulating, using as pawns the ones on the right side of the political map, and using as pawns the ones on the left side of the political map. Right? It also explains, you know, the more interesting phenomenon that on the left, you know, the people who fight for rights and rights and rights and rights also stick up for Islam, which is the one that is the religion, you know, and culture that most oppresses women and most oppresses all the people that they stick up with and most violates human rights because if they're not working with Seichel, they're working with Yetzer, and the Yetzer has no principles. So your political platform is this. But who cares? So you violate your political platform and you stick up for that also because the Yetzirah doesn't have principles. But Charlottesville was the biggest mushel for that. You know, right and left, you know, and it's the same Yetzirah fueling up the two of them. And a Frum Yid, right, would have no friend over there. Not on the right and not on the left. Right? We've reached a serious, serious situation. Right? That the that we who are in the center, Am Yisrael that's in the center, the Torah that's in the center, and not because you should just make a pshara between this evil and that evil. The evil, right? It's not about making a compromise between the two evils, because we're in the center, as in we are just with the strict truth, and neither the right nor the left want the strict truth of the Torah. Right? They reject the Torah because they rejected Am Yisrael's, the chosen people. Right? As Hitler, Yimach Shmo, said, the Jewish people have inflicted the world with a conscience. Right? They don't want the conscience of the Torah. Right? And they were going there, the other ones left, they don't want the values of the Torah. Right? No one here is right. Everyone here is equally wrong. Everyone here is equally a murderer. Right? They talk about white supremacy, which is horrible and terrible, and that's murder. The other ones, they talk about abortion. Abortion is murder. For in Hilchos B'nai Noach, a Ben Noach is Neharag. A Ben Noach gets executed, gets capital punishment for performing abortion. If it's not to save a life. You know, they have a din of roidiv. They have the heter of roidiv. Bnei Noach have the heter of roidiv. So abortion to save a life is mutter by them. Also, because they have the heter of roidiv also. But for a Ben Noach, abortion is ritzicha gemura. It's first degree murder. No one here is kind. Right? Everyone's killing and persecuting in a different way. Now, I'm no fan of idols. I'm a descendant of Avraham Avinu. You know, and Avinu used to just break idols and take down statues for fun. That was his idea of a good time. You know, he broke his father's business, you know, who sold these statues, and he just took them all down. So I'm no fan of statues. I couldn't care less as a descendant of Avraham Avinu. Take down all those statues. Machbat li, right? My forefather did it for fun. Right? Huh? Right? But here's the thing. Where does it end? These are symbols that they don't like. They're not doing it because it's Avodah Zarah. They don't like the symbols. Are they going to now take down the Tanakh? Are they going to take down the Talmud? Because they don't like what's written there. That's what's very scary here. That's what's very scary. Right? They need their secure places. Right? And doing anything that that offends them, okay, it's a 10-second delay, but over here, there's a 10-second delay. We're back. Sorry for the delay. The Wi-Fi is in and out. Yeah, take it as a sign from heaven. Our connection with God sometimes is in and out. We have to work on making it more solid, a stronger signal, and a perpetual signal between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take a lesson from the Wi-Fi. Not to be like the Wi-Fi. Right? To be solid and perpetual. But anyway, getting back to now is Baruch Hashem, the connection's been restored, and so also our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be restored. The getting back to the point that we had just made, right? I don't mind taking down idols statues as a descendant of Avraham Avinu, but you don't know where it's going to end. You know, these people, it's a microaggression, right? They're going to rewrite history, right, as they see fit. Whoever doesn't offend them. So where is it going to leave us? Because a lot of things in the Torah they don't like. Now, speaking of, Eretz Yisrael, everyone knows Am Yisrael lost Eretz Yisrael. You know, that the door of the Midbar lost Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Shlach, with the Parsha of Meraglim. Right? But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message, starts talking about Mitzvahs HaTlulis Baretz, that, it's not permanent. It's not permanent. Right? There will be Mitzvahs HaTlulis Baretz, so that your next generation will get it. And then after that comes the Parsha of Tzitzis. What's the connection? And that's how Parsha Shlach ends. The Parsha of Tzitzis. So I'll tell you, because tzitzis has to do with Eretz Yisrael. Ure'isem oisai uzchartem. You see the mitzvahs and you remember. You see the tzitzis and you remember all the mitzvahs. Right? So that's the Indian of Eretz Yisrael. Seeing. Not just hearing ideas. Seeing. So that's why tzitzis has to do, right after they get the nechama, you'll get Eretz Yisrael. So in the parsha of tzitzis, it was apropos to mention the mitzvah of tzitzis then, because tzitzis is about urisem oisai, to actually see a visual reminder of all the mitzvahs. So now what's going to happen? Tzitzis reminds us of all the 613. All the 613. Right? As we know, tzitzis itself, gematria 600, and there's five ksharim, five knots, and eight chutim. So now it reminds us of all the men, including those in Leviticus. So now all I need is for this video to go viral, right? And the Fagelach find out about it, and now we're not going to be allowed to wear our tzitzis out anymore because they're offended. Because it's to remind of all the 613 mitzvahs, including the mitzvahs they don't like. What's going to be? Right? We are seriously stuck with no friend, not on the right and not on the left. Right? But now, the worst thing to do, right? Obviously, the positive thing to do is to, you know, dafka be mechazik our position in the center, and not to choose, certainly not the right, that want us dead anyway, and certainly not the left, that want to take away our Torah. Right? Not to choose sides, but, you know, to dig deeper into center with tshuva shlema and just be under our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he'll protect us. And he'll protect Eretz Yisrael. But as far as hishtadlus, you know, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, we should try to do some type of maisa to protect ourselves. Of course, the real solution is tshuva shlema. That's what will get us out of this golus, and we won't be surrounded by enemies anymore. We'll be surrounded by admirers. Even the angels are surrounded. Asid in Yisrael, Yos Bifnemu, Malachei Ashortz Pachutz, and they ask, Ma Paul Kel, we're going to be more in with God in the center than even the angels. Right? And tshuva shlema will bring us there. And Eretz Yisrael will, like it says in this week's parsha, and in a few places, Baniach Hashem Okecha Mikol Vecha Misaviv, will have rest from all our enemies around, that there'll just be a Mochol at Tzadikim, Vekochad Marabat Spo Zashem Kivinu Lo, Amos will just be surrounding the center, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pointing God, and they'll be surrounding us, you know, like in a stadium. And we'll be in the center, and they'll be around us, and they'll be surrounded by admirers, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the center. Right, but right now, we're surrounded by enemies. Enemies on the right, enemies on the left. We're in the center. Center not the pshat, a compromise between the two world orders. Center means in the pure realm of the pure idea. Right? Which is supposed to be mashpia, to the right and to the left. But as far as hishtadlus, and with this I want to get up and protest what was said, you know, some people, some organizations that had the audacity to ki'ilu speak for the Jewish people. No one licensed them, right? No one, no one sent them. Certainly the G'doylim didn't send them. Our real leaders, who were the Rosh Yeshiva and the Ziknei Ador, didn't send these half-baked rabbis who learned from art school, right, to speak on behalf of the Jewish people, right? The last thing you do is you criticize our president, right? We're in Golus right now, right? Even in best of times, you know, Chazal tells Hevei Mispao B'Shlomo Shel Malchus, and there's dinim of covet to the a melech, you know, particularly a melech that is reigning over you right now, right? You don't criticize your president in any way, shape, or form. Ma pitom, right? You know, Mispao B'Shlomo Shel Malchus, and it's amazing, right? The media has so affected their minds, right? This president is the one that sent Nikki Haley, you know, to the UN with a stern warning. You start up with Eretz Yisrael, you're dead meat. How can you say he's anti-Semitic? What are you, crazy? You don't remember what he did for you? Right? Well, Kfuye Teva, Rishoyim, Reutfin, you know, to alienate the president from the Jewish community, a man who sticks up for Israel, a man whose own grandchildren are Jewish? What are you, out of your minds? Right? There's A, first of all, basic respect, you know, Dina de Malchus Adina, and his Rebbe Mispao L'Shlomo Shel Malchus, because we're in Golus right now. And if you disagree with him, you show respect. Kolshkein, that this gentleman has done a great deal and pledged a great deal for Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and is willing to stand up to against the whole world for Am Yisrael. You out of your mind? Why should he do it if you criticize him? It's easy for him to just break left, like Ariel Sharon broke to the left, went leftwards, because, you know, it was a popular idea, and he had the Justice Department on his tail. He was being investigated. It's easy for him to break left. So the next time, right, something happens in Eretz Yisrael, you know, and Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael has to attack Gaza, right? Something which the liberals hate, right? They consider, you know, the state of Israel as occupiers and conquerors. Why should he stand with Eretz Yisrael if he gets heat for being on the right? Your mom is Reutfin. Mamish endangering Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Right? You don't want to alienate him. And in the end, you know, you have to done as kula adam lekafschus. Right? We could be done whether the Mishnah means even a goy, but certainly a leader who were mechubed, who were mechuyev to be mechabed. The halacha obligates us to. We definitely should give him the benefit of the doubt. He condemned the people on the right. He condemned the violence. He just said one thing, which is the truth, right? That there was bad people on both sides. They both came. Antifa, who are perfectly prepared for shvichus damim, were there. It is just, it happened to work out that a right guy killed the person on the left, right? It could have, now that the person that died instead was a wonderful woman, really, mechaside umasa'ila, right? And she was definitely an innocent soul that should not have been killed, but there were people on that side of things that were prepared for bloodshed also. It just happened to work out that a rightist killed an innocent person instead of a leftist killing an innocent person. And all bloodshed is bad. And that's all the president was saying. That's all he was saying, a simple truth. Now you have to understand where he's coming from. He's always criticized by this left. So I should speak nicely about them when the truth was that they were there unlawfully and they were also prepared for bloodshed. Right? And so what do you do? So some people, appointed spokesman for a Jewish people, criticized. Right. You're sticking up for the left. We have no greater enemy against the values of the Torah than the people on the left. They are rapidly moving, and soon we're not going to be able to wear our tzitzis out, like I said. Right? There's no telling. They might come against Bris Mila, like they've done in Europe. There's some countries that are constantly trying to ban Bris Mila. It's immoral. The kid, you have to give the kid a choice. You don't know what's happening. You don't know what's coming. You don't see what's coming. But for Kaitse, he's our president. You have to show respect, right? If you marginalize the president, aside from the fact that how can you count on him, to be kind to you when you need it, and we are in Golis, we need it, Eretz Yisrael needs it, right? But aside from that, you want him to have, tremendous respect around the world. Like, he's trying to protect us. Zachakol, the man, is trying to protect us. He means well with his travel ban to protect his people. Right, and he's the one who finally told the North Koreans what they needed to hear, and the guy with the bad haircut, Taka backed down. He backed down. But if you marginalize the president, he's not going to command respect. They'll say even his own people aren't mechabed him. Even his own people make fun of him. He's not going to command respect in the world. So who's going to protect us against the UN? And who's going to protect us against North Korea? Right? So I call upon. Every Jewish organization that issued any type of statement regarding the events in Charlottesville should now double check in the media how their statements were used, because they were not used well. They were, the leftist media grabbed onto it and used it in their attacks on the president. There should be immediately chaser declarations. Mr. President, we love you and respect you. And we value the condemnation that came, at the time. It was, and subsequently again on Monday, right? And we appreciate all you do for us, and we're behind you all the way. That shouldn't be chas v'shalom that in any way we have a hand in marginalizing our president, or in any way alienating our president, who has stood by Am Yisrael, who is standing up for biblical values, who is standing up for Eretz Yisrael. Right, but that is our, as far as our proper ishtadlus is to stand with the president and give him positive reinforcement to be against the Nazis and all the white supremacists, not mitoch criticism that would make any human being want to do it begrudgingly, but the simple, basic derech eretz of positive reinforcement, the way you treat any human being, Kolshkein, the God-appointed leader of the mightiest nation on earth. You talk with Derech Eretz and with positive reinforcement and Divrei Chiba V'Kiruv, right? And all these Jewish organizations have to be baidik exactly how their statements have been used in the media and correct that there should be no type of sense of criticizing the president or alienating the president, a president who does so much for us and is right now our greatest, always, it was always a ishtadlus to be mishtadl by the Malchus, And we're still in Gauls. We have to use Shtarl by the Malchus. They must go and correct any type of impression of criticism and give him positive reinforcement to continue to be Omid Beperetz, protecting Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and Erechei HaTorah. But the real solution is Elul is coming. We have to do Tshuva Shleima because we see, right, Am Yisrael has no place in the world, not geographically and not politically. Right. We are mamish caught in the middle, the Americas, which is where we belong. That's our place in the cosmos. But right now, the Nekudas Americas is under attack from the right side and from the left side. Right, and the way is, you know, to go deeper into the Nekudas Americas. The Hashem Tzilcha, right, and Bichosed Betzal Hashchina with the Gula Shlema, with the Tshuva Shlema. Right, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be Poris Knafav Aleinu Lishmarenu Mikora, and to bring the complete Gula B'mehera B'yameinu.
Amen.